Okay, now that we have finished those general introductions, let's get back to Uttara Ashadha Nakshatra and Vaishya planets, Moon and Mercury. Let's start with the Nakshatra characteristics. Uttara Ashadha is about moral victory and disciplined leadership. These are the most ambitious people. Remember, Uttara Ashadha is the highest exaltation of Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Navamsha to Natal to Navamsha, as well as Capricorn to Capricorn. So this is a very exalted kind of nakshatra. They are very ambitious people. Its ruling deities, Vishvadevas, the all gods collective, the collective of divine, indicating a broad, inclusive, ethical mandate rather than a narrow personal ambition. Uttara Ashadha is about collective, okay, especially going into Capricorn. So Capricorn is about collective. Symbolically represented by a tusk of elephant or small bird. Now, I won't cover this in details because it's already covered in the nakshatra playlist. In the caste varna, Uttara Ashadha falls under service plus leadership. Okay? They become the mercantile leader of integrity. Let's take Moon quickly. Vaishya planet sitting in Uttara Ashadha. Moon in Uttara Ashadha. As your Amatya Karaka, by the way. Second house. The house of speech, wealth and family values. You can become a family business leader or wealth manager who values trust, moral wealth and legacy. Focused a lot on legacy, especially Sagittarius to Sagittarius. They can become speech coach, a communication mentor, a brand voice specialist who focuses on integrity and reputation. So career variants include legacy wealth advisor, value-based brand strategist, emotional wealth coach, corporate family business mentor. In the sixth house of service, which is dominant, HR director, employee well-being head in large organizations. Uttara Ashadha is about large organizations, multinational companies, for example. Employee wellness strategist, organizational psychologist, value integration consultant, institutional culture coach. You see how broad we are getting. Uttara Ashadha is about collective, multinationals, big companies, global presence, that kind of a thing. 10th house, more so. If 10th house you have Moon in Uttara Ashadha as your Amatya Karaka, it becomes a leader or executive who builds organization with strong ethics, emotional intelligence and social impact. Public figure or influencer who speaks responsible success, integrity and emotional capital in leadership. Variant careers can become an emotional intelligence leadership coach, so needed these days. Public speaker based on value-based success or a social enterprise founder. These are the generics. Specifics we have to see where it is placed. I'm just taking 2, 6 and 10. Get in touch if you want to see.